Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. Temperature outside, 30 degrees. Plenty of sunshine, though, and we're expecting a high near 42 later on this Tuesday. A Sheboygan man died due to a semi-pedestrian accident in central Wisconsin this past weekend. Marathon County officials say 29-year-old Brandon Sargent was struck along Highway 29 about 4 a.m. Saturday morning. Sargent was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield, where he later died of his injuries. Sheriff's officials are still investigating the crash. The name of the driver has not been released, and they have not been cited at this time. During their meeting last evening, the Sheboygan City Council approved to spend about $1 million to buy four new garbage trucks to replace their current aging fleet. Chief Administration Officer Jim Amodio said they did look into leasing the trucks, but that was rejected.
Leasing options for a five-year deal of 3% is about $240,000 a year. There's roughly $20,000 of interest in that payment, so over a five-year period, we'd be paying about $100,000 more for the vehicles.
Also during the meeting, Alderman Jim Boren brought up the issue regarding the salary for a new fire chief. With the retirement of Jeff Herman occurring at the end of the year, Boren found that the present salary structure would pay the new person between $91,000 and $137,000.
I would like to see us come up with some kind of a compromise as far as the starting, the mid, and the max to be more realistic as to what our other cities, like cities, are paying. I don't think it hurts to have that discussion.
The issue was filed and will most likely be taken up when the city's Police and Fire Commission conducts its search for a new fire chief. A Sheboygan man will spend 27 months in prison for stealing a handgun and a DS from his roommate. 33-year-old Joseph Servia was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court. He stole the 9mm handgun and the gaming equipment last July, then sold it for $200 and one Adderall pill. The gun was later recovered. In addition to the prison time, Servia will spend 3 years on extended supervision when he gets out. The 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address is commemorated today with a ceremony at Soldiers National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Bob Kirby, superintendent of the Gettysburg National Military Park, explains the significance of the address.
Lincoln's 272 words gave meaning to the terrible sacrifices wrought by the Battle of Gettysburg and the Civil War. He asked the country to rededicate itself to a new birth of freedom.
President Lincoln delivered the address at the cemetery on November 19, 1863, nearly 5 months after the Battle of Gettysburg, one of the bloodiest battles of the Civil War. The National Weather Service says straight-line winds of 100 miles per hour caused heavy damage to buildings and trees in Washington and Dodge counties on Sunday. Officials said it was not a tornado. The wind damaged several buildings and took down at least 80 trees. Alliant Energy is working to have a natural gas plant up and running for Wisconsin Power and Light Company by 2019. The utility is doing a feasibility study on either upgrading a natural gas power plant in Sheboygan Falls or Neenah, or building a new one altogether. Alliant is shutting down a plant in Cassville on the Mississippi River in 2015, along with the boiler at its coal plant here in Sheboygan. A Milwaukee judge ordered a man to remain in custody this morning after he was accused of leading police on a violent chase in the neonatal ward at Children's Hospital. 22-year-old Ashanti Hendricks was handcuffed to a wheelchair, and he wore a cast on his left arm as he briefly appeared in circuit court. Prosecutors said Hendricks skipped out on a recent sentencing in a gun case before Milwaukee police learned he was seeing his baby at Children's Hospital last Tuesday. Officers confronted Hendricks in a hospital room. They say he put down the baby and tried running off. Officers shot him twice in his left arm after he allegedly displayed a weapon. Hendricks is charged with 4 counts in the incident, resisting an officer, illegal gun possession as a convicted felon, and 2 counts of bail jumping. The results are in regarding a heroin survey conducted recently by the Sheboygan Police Department. Captain Jim Veazer said the purpose of the survey was to find out what local residents knew about this drug that has grown in use in the area.
We had some understanding of the issues, but the public also has a perception that we can then use to formulate a plan in regards to developing the correct educational and preventive material.
Veazer said that will be the job of the Sheboygan County Service Providers, a new group consisting of area law enforcement, healthcare professionals, educators, and nonprofit groups.
There's a new ordinance on the books in Sheboygan.
The good thing about this is that everybody has expertise in a certain area, and when you put that together, we can come up with a great solution.
Survey results are posted on the police department's website. A warning from Sheboygan police for people living in Sheboygan. Mike Kinzel has more.
There's a new ordinance on the books in Sheboygan prohibiting the parking of a trailer or boat on city streets overnight. Captain Bob Wallace said the ordinance is directed at trailers not connected to an operable tow vehicle. He said the regulation was developed in response to an ongoing problem of people using city streets to store utility and recreational trailers. Wallace said some utility trailers loaded with junk and scrap have been left parked on the street for days, creating parking problems and an unsightly streetscape. Wallace said there will be a brief period of education, but after that, strict enforcement. And trailers will be towed away at the owner's expense. The full text of that ordinance up on the police website at SheboyganPolice.com. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
And it is expected that the state capitol Christmas tree will be in Madison later on today. Jim Drager of Antigo provided the balsam fir, and he and his crew were driving it the 175 miles from Antigo to Madison today. There still is a chance for youngsters to get their ornaments on the tree. They must reflect the theme of this year's tree, Wisconsin traditions, and it must be submitted by Friday. No winter weather in sight, sunny skies and a high near 42 for your Tuesday as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time, 1206.